Unfortunately, the bats are being threatened by the white nose syndrome.
Can you talk about that?
White nose was first discovered in 2006 in New York. It is a fungus that's a very cold-loving fungus. You're going to find it in very cold caves. Well, the problem is bats, when it comes to hibernation, their hibernation's end of October through beginning of May, want the coldest cave they can find. And that's where the white nose is. It gets the name white nose because it grows white on their nose, and you can see like a fungus on their nose. Unfortunately, the mortality rate usually when it enters a cave is close to 90%. Fish and Wildlife a couple weeks ago released that they estimate between 5.7 and 6.3 million bats have died due to white nose. Unfortunately, the gray and the Indiana bat and another bat called the Virginia beak-eared bat were all in danger before white nose showed up. Now they are on the verge of extinction, and there is no cure for it at the moment, and it's spreading like wildfire.
You say it was discovered in which year?
2006, February 2006.
And why did it happen now?
We don't know. They don't know where it's come from, but it is a fungus. It's a very cold-loving fungus. We are only going to see it October through May during the hibernation season.
And they enter the cave during hibernation. They hang out there for those months, and that fungus attaches itself.
Yes. When a bat hibernates, they shut down pretty much every single system in their body. Their blood is barely moving through their veins. A big brown has a body temperature close to about 100 degrees. During hibernation, they have been recorded to be able to lower their body temperature down to almost 32 degrees. They can lower their body temperature to match the temperature of the cave. A little brown can even stop breathing for up to 48 minutes at a time to conserve energy. And so the fungus, it wakes them up. There's no food for them, so they're going to starve. And they're going to fly outside looking for food, and they're going to freeze. And the fungus also attacks them internally as well.